This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is on the WBEN Bison Automotive Liveline this morning. We're talking about the situation in Minneapolis, the video of the fatal shooting of a vehicle stopped in the middle of a road with ICE agents. Brad, it's highly emotional for a lot of people, and there's a lot of debate over this. And we've seen the video, but haven't really seen the whole picture. How important is it to wait until we know more and have a full investigation?
Well, certainly can wait to determine whether this officer was justified to use deadly force. And that'll get resolved. I mean, you've got the FBI and the investigative arm of the Minnesota State Police looking. They're going to do the shooting reconstruction. And so we'll see. That's one aspect. I think the bigger picture is what occurred prior to the shooting that could have escalated and or de-escalated what ultimately ended up happening. And that also will be exhaustively investigated. So the question is, maybe the bigger question is the approach, generally speaking, that ICE is using in these sort of mass arrests that they've been doing across the country. Is it actually making communities less safe? And clearly, I think it's creating, from my perspective, a chilling effect on in particular, minority communities who probably come from countries where they don't trust the police. And that, you know, there's all sorts of brutality issues in those particular countries. That are they feeling the same way to some extent about law enforcement here? Because long term, it could create huge problems for the rest of law enforcement that every day are investigating homicides, sexual assaults, domestic violence, whatever you want to say, to get people to cooperate with them. Because I can tell you based on experience that if you don't have community support to a certain extent, there are just some cases you're not going to be able to solve.
Everyone has seen this short video, and we seem to be all jumping to one conclusion or another. But you mentioned the FBI will be doing a shooting reconstruction. What's involved in that?
So they literally will use computers. They'll use folks on the ground to actually recreate the shooting. You know, they may use lasers, they may do all sorts of things, but they'll have the exact position of the car, they'll have the movement of the car, they'll have the exact position of the agent that ultimately shot into the car, and you know, their position obviously has been consistent that she was attempting to run over this officer, and so to avoid getting run over, he shoots her. Now, I think video, and hopefully he had on body-worn video, and it was turned on. that you literally get a perspective from the basically his arms extended from his weapon as to where was the car. Was it actually coming toward him, or was it actually trying to drive around him? So, you know, we'll have to see about that. And some of this obviously is his state of mind. If he clearly believed that she was going to drive over him, then he may well have had justification to shoot her. Now, does that go to, could de-escalation prior to that ever happening sort of change what happened? I mean, it may also add to, but wait a minute, you guys didn't try to de-escalate this, so it turned into what it turned into. That's a whole different part of this scenario of which there'll be the reconstruction team, but there'll also be another team of folks that are literally investigating what happened. And that stuff will all, I think, come to light at some point.
You know, we don't know what the ICE agents told the woman. Is there another problem here that's been evolving for 5 years or more, a lack of respect for law enforcement?
Well, there's certainly that. And the way ICE is going about these, what I'm going to call mass arrests, is that it adds to the distrust of, as I mentioned earlier, of law enforcement. That erosion is big time troubling for me, because that is, without the community's help, you're in real trouble in solving certain crimes and even getting people to come forward and say, I saw, you know, such and such shoot somebody, whatever it might be. And I see some long-term negative effects of this approach. And I suppose the other side of it is that the people that they arrest, they contend, obviously, or that many of them are wanted criminals, or they have an extensive criminal history. Well, that's probably true with some of them, but is that really the majority of people they're arresting? You know, so you have to sort of draw a line. Are you going to arrest every person that's illegal in the U.S., which is multi-millions? That's just not realistic.
As this continues and we continue to see, it has to help with this investigation that you're talking about. I mean, never before have these things been captured by so many video cameras. And I mean, you could say that's a good thing in the terms that it helps kind of show exactly what happened, but it doesn't seem to be helping the discourse at all.
Well, it's clearly not helping the discourse. I think clearly people from the law enforcement community, you know, whether they're pro-immigration enforcement or not, you know, still believe there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. And many of us believe that the way they're doing it is the wrong way. I'm not questioning their authority or ability to perhaps do this, but certainly this approach, and if numbers are driving this, that's a really dangerous thing to tell people, you got to arrest 50 people today. I'm just making that up, but whatever the number might be, to drive you to do, you know, things that you maybe shouldn't be doing, where you end up escalating a situation that then turns violent or turns, you know, a simple arrest into something more than that, where you get into fights with people.
Do you expect a change in immigration enforcement?
No, because I think they're determined to do what they do. It seems like the administration has their blessing. So, excuse me, I don't see this changing.
Brad, thank you for the time this morning. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.